America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago City Council is meeting today. Members are being asked to greenlight a $27 million settlement for yet another police chase gone wrong. In 2020, Angela Parks was hit by a suspect who drove onto a curb while fleeing from police. The officer involved violated policy by chasing someone only suspected of car theft and not getting approval from a higher-up. The $27 million settlement will go to Parks' 5 surviving children. Separately, the council will also consider a plan to borrow $830 million in bonds for infrastructure projects, like replacing lead pipes. But the plan has gotten a lot of pushback from alders concerned about the city taking on more debt and interest after a recent credit rating downgrade. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will outline his budget priorities today in Springfield. Pritzker says he doesn't want to raise taxes, but at least one budget expert thinks he should. Ralph Martiri heads the Nonprofit Center for Tax and Budget Accountability. He says Illinois is structurally imbalanced. It does not generate enough revenue to consistently pay for its core services like education, healthcare, and public safety. And that's despite personal and corporate income tax hikes within the last 10 years. Martiri hopes lawmakers consider expanding the sales tax base to include consumer services.
You wouldn't tax all services. You would just look at consumer services, things like haircuts, lawn care, bowling. Just doing that would generate $2.6 billion.
The governor's office in November predicted a multi-billion dollar deficit heading into the next fiscal year, but Pritzker has said he only wants to consider tax hikes as a last resort. A new study suggests people feel less safe in public when guns are present. A survey of nearly 4,000 nationwide asked people if they feel safe at places like farmers markets, protests, polling places, or parks. Most said yes, but that number dropped when guns were present. University of Illinois Chicago professor Alexandra Philindra is one of the study's authors.
The presence of firearms in public spaces can harm not only life, like how many gun deaths we may have, but also have implications for a community's economic and political life.
Even people who come from households with guns reported feeling less safe when firearms were present in public spaces. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous temperatures as wind chills drop below zero across the Chicago region. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office says more than 25 people have died due to the cold this winter. Ted Berger leads the Cook County Department of Emergency Management and Regional Security. He says residents should stay informed, have emergency contacts available, and prepare vehicle and homes with emergency kits. He adds if residents lose power, they should seek help.
We can provide emergency power assistance with mobile generators and, of course, significant human service supplies. You know, food and feeding support, access to pallets of water to ensure that residents are safe.
Berger acknowledges moving to a warming center is a difficult decision, but says it's necessary in these conditions. Other things you should know about today. Illinois farmers are seeing a rise in avian flu cases in their poultry livestock. Some have had to slaughter entire flocks of sick chickens, leading to soaring egg prices for Chicago area shoppers. A farmer in Kane County, Illinois, says keeping his flock safe is doable with certain precautions. And like several local grocery stores, some farmers are raising prices or limiting how many eggs customers can buy at a time. Chicago area U.S. Environmental Protection Agency workers and their supporters gathered downtown on Tuesday to protest the Trump administration's mass firings at the agency. More than 150 workers, union leaders, and their allies braved the bitter cold at Chicago's Federal Plaza. They held signs that said, "Stop the billionaire takeover and save the U.S. EPA." Reports say about 400 agency employees were fired last week. A quick look at weather, there's a cold weather advisory until 10 a.m. this morning for Lake, McHenry, Kane counties, and the rest of northern Illinois, with wind chills down to 20 below zero. There's a slight chance of snow this afternoon and a high around 16 degrees. Tonight, chance of light snow with a low of 6 above zero, wind chills down to 10 below. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 23. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.